So I'm going to give you some off-the-cuff commentary on this page so that you can understand our ballpark prices better. These ballpark prices include all time, all material, everything. So what you pay out the door for the repair should fall within the ranges that you see. I put up a ballpark because it's nearly impossible to quote a fixed dollar amount for everybody unless you quote the highest amount. And that's what you're probably going to find with flat rate companies is, you know, the big contractors, they all tend to be flat rate. They all charge everybody the same exact price, or so they say, for particular repairs. And you're going to find that those prices tend to fall on the right side of the range here, on the high side of the range. And that's just what they have to do, because if they're going to quote $1 amount for every capacitor replacement, well, it better be the higher end of it, otherwise they might lose money on some of them. And so that's the first thing listed as a furnace capacitor. And the reason that particular range is particularly wide, because from high to low it's almost 100% different, is that accessing the capacitor on one furnace can be incredibly easy. Like you have a furnace in the garage, it's upflow, you pop the two panels off, and you have nearly instant access to that capacitor. And it doesn't take any time at all to change. As where, take a horizontal furnace in an attic where the attic access is not code compliant, so it's tight or hard to get to. And for example, on certain train furnaces, they sit up there horizontally. On some of those, you got to pull the exhaust pipe, the circuit board, and the panel that the circuit board mounts to. You got to pull all that off to get to the capacitor. So in that second scenario, it can take three or four times as much time to change the capacitor as in the first scenario. So in that case, in particular, it really has to be a pretty wide range. And then onto these other three parts on that first section, they all say universal. No part is truly universal. For example, the hot surface igniter that we use is typically the Glowfly. And it has a bunch of brackets that adapt to a bunch of furnaces. And it's a really good product, but it doesn't cover every single application. So in some cases, we have to use an OEM igniter that we may have with us on the truck, or that might be a special order. And so, of course, that may cost more than the universal. Same thing with the circuit board. We use a Wet Rogers product that covers hundreds of OEM boards, but not every single one, of course. And that's just single stage. And I'll talk about single versus two stage in a second. On to the air conditioner repairs. The capacitor in an AC costs more than the capacitor in a furnace, but almost all air conditioning capacitors are a lot easier to get to than furnace capacitors, so that's not as wide of a range. The contactor, that's a relay that turns it on and off, and pretty common repair. On the Freon and Puron, that is strictly adding Freon and Puron. Doesn't include finding or fixing a leak, and you know that's I talk about that topic on a different page on the website. You can find it pretty easily. And it's just important to know that if you are low on Freon or Puron, you have a leak, and these prices you see here, it may include a cursory check for leaks, but generally speaking, an in-depth leak search is going to cost more. On to circuit boards. When I say very old, primitive circuit board, I'm really thinking about carrier boards from 30 years ago. There are still a bunch of furnace, you know, 25, 30-year-old furnaces out there that use these little boards that Carrier made, and they're still readily available. And, you know, if you get a repair guy who says you can't get parts for that because it's too old, once in a while that's true, but usually it's not. It's very rare that I can't fix a furnace or an AC, even if it's ancient, either with the actual original part or some kind of modern equivalent. And then, of course, we know one stage. We just talked about that board. Two-stage board simply means you have a two-stage furnace. And so a single-stage furnace that uses a one-stage board, it has just one output of 100% of its heat or nothing, as where a two-stage circuit board goes into a two-stage furnace, and that furnace will typically put out either 100% or 65 or 70, depending on the need. So that's a two-stage board. And, of course, there's a gajillion circuit boards out there, and so sometimes we do have to get a special order or OEM motor. OEM circuit board. So on two motors, the vast majority of the motors we change are covered by the universal motors we carry on the van, whether that's a blower motor in your furnace or a condenser fan motor in your condenser. Your condenser is really what the air conditioner should be called. It's that thing sitting outside is not an air conditioner. It's a condenser, but everybody calls it an AC. Anyway, most of the time, our universal motors cover most furnaces and most ACs. But on furnaces especially, but even on some ACs, there are quite a few special motors out there that just have to be ordered. And then on the exhaust fans, I really need some grace on this one, because trying to quote even a reasonably accurate ballpark for exhaust fans is tough. because there's just so many different kinds. And because there's so many different kinds, that's one reason why a lot of companies don't stock like any, maybe one or two or none. And on my primary vehicle, we got, 20. And on our secondary vehicle, maybe a dozen. Because we really do try to have really good truck stock. But in any event, that's the ranges you see there. So I hope that helps you to understand a little bit. Please don't be a lawyer with me. You know, I'm doing my darndest to be very transparent here, but I can't, you know, predict every single situation or every single price. But you'll find that the vast majority of the time, your price, your repair price will be in the range you see. And if it's not, especially if it's higher, you're going to get a really good explanation. And you may not even need it, because if you just hang around and watch, you may already understand before we even talk about price. And that's just, you know, a tangent, but yes, hang around, watch, ask questions. That's how you're going to understand. Don't just walk away and let me do my thing. Hang around with us. Both me and my brothers, we're used to your participation, and you are welcome to participate.